Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With political and economic interactions between China and Western countries on the rise, it is clear that the two cultures have different views of society. Steve Hirsch, associate professor of classics at Tufts University, explains just how far back the philosophical difference reaches.
When we look at the ancient civilizations of the Mediterranean, Greece and Rome, and compare them with ancient China, we find strong parallels and equally telling differences. The comparative approach highlights some of the ways Western and East Asian civilizations diverged with implications for our own times. For example, ancient Chinese discourse emphasized maintaining harmony within society. Each member of the family, community, or state had an assigned role, and the interests of the group were often privileged over the free choice of the individual. Greeks placed greater emphasis on the rights of the individual citizen, and competition in athletics, poetry, drama, and political debate was the method by which superior men and ideas were identified. Greek historians rebuked their predecessors and claimed to provide more trustworthy accounts. Chinese historians revered their predecessors and copied from them. Much Greek political debate centered on what form of government, monarchy, oligarchy, or democracy, was best. In China, where monarchy was virtually unquestioned, philosophers concentrated on elucidating the qualities of the ideal ruler. Of course, Greek philosophers also talked about social harmony, and Chinese thinkers engaged in sharp debates. One should not expect stark polarities here, merely tendencies that have continued to mark both civilizations. Mao Zedong, in leading the Communist Revolution, expressed a kinship with the centralized political and social transformation of China undertaken by the often reviled First Emperor. In the Western world, many still see individual competition, political, economic, and intellectual, as embodied in democratic government, capitalism, and academic disputation, as producing the best outcome.
That was Steve Hirsch of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.